It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you going to say the same thing I am?
I don't know.
All right.
I just feel like we have some explaining to do.
Oh, it was glad to hear Sloan.
Sloan?
Thrun.
All right, I want to cut Kenny some slack here.
It's not too, 100%.
So we get, Kenny answers the phones, he screens the calls, and he punches in on a screen in front of us who's calling and where they're calling from. And I saw it, and I'm like, I'd have never heard anybody named Sauron.
Right.
S-R-O-N.
Like, Sauron from Lord of the...
But I'm like, all right, we'll go with it. That's what it says. We punch it up. Let's go to Sauron. And the first thing he says is, this is Sauron.
Sauron.
Like, this is Ron. Okay, so you're Ron, but I immediately understood why Kenny wrote down Sauron.
Yeah.
Because he kind of...
Slurred?
It's kind of slurred the this is the S in is, and the R in Ron, this is Ron. And Sauron. I'm like... I see why that happened.
So I actually screened that one. So I'll take it for Kenny there.
Okay.
So we started joking, though, like, is that Saphil? Is that Sajan? Like, just added an S to everyone's name now.
Sadug.
But,
Sadug and Scott.
Skang.
I mean, just call him Sauron, man.
Sasudio.
It's a cool name. It's different.
Yeah, it is.
Different.
Let's go with it.
Okay, well, let me just back up then. Kang, I see why you wrote down Sauron.
I actually wrote Ron. I don't know where the S came from. I don't know. Maybe I'm the one who's Sakang. Start calling me that.
Skang. Skang.
Sauron.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny.
So not going to work anymore. So.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, that is... In the meantime, Gator, do you have a term? I thought Sauron let some sweetness fly in that call.
Oh, I didn't hear it. You thought he got flatulent?
I thought he might have, but...
Your son Rip is on line two? You thought something like that happened?
Something like that, but... Oh, whoa. Let's get to the feedback. Fellas, after watching that game last night, the Monday night game, okay? After watching that game last night, there's a real good chance the Lions go 2-4 or 1-5 in the division. I had them at 8-9 on the season, but it might be more like 7-10 or 6-11. All right, so you're going to set the total for division wins. And you think it's 2-4 or 1-5. So I feel like that's 1.5. I'll take the over. If you believe that, call us back. I got $50 here that says they'll win more than 1.5 in division games.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you really believe it. Coaching is way overrated. The Lions were very good because they had an elite offensive lineman. They have elite offensive line. They don't have that anymore. Okay, out of all the things that happened, and that's why I said at the end of the first hour there, I wouldn't wait too long to mess around with it. I wouldn't wait too long to seek in-house help or out-of-house help if necessary. I wouldn't wait too long. Because out of all the things, I think when it's all said and done, I think the pass rush is going to be fine. I think it's going to be able to get back to the form they had last year. As the season goes on, that means everybody's getting up to speed, including a rookie, including getting Aleem McNeil back. Hope you don't suffer any more injuries. They're due some good luck there. But I'm a little worried about the offensive line. The good news about the offensive line is you have two very young players who the learning curve should be steep, and you have an elite position coach. But, you know, we asked that question to Jared Goff for a reason about the ability to respond, because they tell us all the time that every team's different. But the coordinators are different. The D-line coach is different. So, you know, it's an early test of these new people. And do they have what the previous group had, which was they had the grit and the fortitude and all that stuff to bounce back to address problems?
One caller was complaining about Brad Holmes and didn't do enough to address adding players in the offseason.
I thought it was Saran, but
it may have been Saran. I don't know if it's Saran or not. But you know, looking back at what they did in the offseason, they had one obvious hole to fill, and that was at defensive back because Carlton Davis left. They filled it with DJ Reed. Beyond that, they didn't really do a ton other than draft some players that were going to step in. Like Tyleek Williams is stepping in because Lee McNeil is out. But they drafted him in the first round. They draft Tate Ratledge in the second round, expecting him to compete for a starting job, and there he is starting at right guard. I'm not sure where the other holes are that on this roster going into the season or going into the offseason, I guess, that people wanted to be addressed outside of edge rusher. That's the big one, right? And when the Lions came back and they announced that they signed Marcus Davenport, that was met with a lot of criticism. And whether it's rightfully so, we'll find out. You know, one game doesn't look good with the returns on anybody at this point. But I'm not sure that what people wanted them to do. Like, if the offensive line is struggling, now you're going to say that, did you want them to go out and get a top-notch guard on the free agent market? Or a top-notch center? I mean, they found out that the Ragnow was going to retire, what, right before the draft?
No, it was after the draft.
Well, they announced it after the draft. Do you think they found out before the draft?
Oh, do I think they found out about it? I don't know.
So, I mean, I think the Ratledge draft pick may indicate that they knew something. So,
I think they knew it was a possibility. Yeah. At the very minimum, I think they knew it was a possibility.
But to your point about addressing things, if this goes on where they're continuing to have
problems,
not wanting to wait too long, I think if you're not going to wait too long to make some change, it's going to have to happen from outside the organization, because they went through an entire training camp and they found that these are the best guys that they have. So if you're going to make a change sometime before the trade deadline, and depending what the record is going into that, you might be looking outside the organization as your first priority.
James,
if you have to.
James is in Southfield. Hello, James.
Yeah, the guy just stole my thunder. Good morning, guys. Listen, that line with the way that they were conducted, I went over and looked at the tape again. Those guys are not ready for, especially in the beginning part of that schedule. I think they need to go ahead and see if they can try to pull off something to get a couple of seasoned guys in there. Because everything rotates around the line. The offense makes the defense better. And so we got to get that line sealed up, and then we can begin to make some noise. I don't think if we stay with the rookies, we're going to get at least another two or three losses.
Well, I guess a lot of it has to do with how quickly these guys can get better. It's not a huge surprise that this new configuration struggled right out of the gate against that team. It'll be awfully disappointing if they don't take some real strides forward in the next couple of games. Because I think what you said is there's a lot of accuracy in what you said. I also would add, right now, it feels like there's a lot that isn't ready to go right now. And they aren't there yet.
Yeah, and with the Ravens, you know, when you see that front tier that they have with that big running back, I mean, come on, it's going to be a struggle with that front defensive line of the Ravens. And plus, our defense is going to be having some issues with that. We need to take them, keep them off the field as much as possible.
That's way down the road. So, but thank you, James. 248-539-9797.
And speaking of down the road, you mentioned looking at if they have to address it. I just went ahead and looked at the potential free agents in 2026 at offensive guard. And there are two guards, both at Cleveland, that are two of the top 10 highest paid potential free agents in the league right now. That will be a free agent at the end of the season. And both of those guys, I mean, if Cleveland gets off to a bad start, do you go to Cleveland and say, hey, call him one of those guys?
Yes.
I
mean, yeah. Yes, if necessary, sure.
And it's quite possible that Cleveland gets off to a bad start.
If you take a look at Brad Holmes, does use a lot of different ways to help improve the roster. He might not have done as much as people wanted at certain positions.
Right.
But yeah, I think he would absolutely take advantage of a resource that is a struggling team to try and get a expiring contract player.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.